Good morning. I'll bring the meeting back to order. It's 9:30. We have a 9:30 agenda item, and it is meeting with the county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items. And if it's okay, let's just do the action items in the order that they were on the agenda. So the first action item is to consider the IPSCC grant award document for the E911. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so nice to have you in the room, and it's not an emergency, so that's good. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good, good deal. What do we have, Oscar?
Morning, Mr. Chair. We have the, I'm going to let Roxanne talk mostly about it, but I think this is a standard grant acceptance form that we have that we get for E911 services.
Okay.
So this is from the Idaho Public Safety Communications Board, and it's basically to award the funds that we applied, that we brought forward to you guys. And so they need the award application signed, and it's for the $31,336.82, and that's to upgrade the equipment and software for our higher ground recording system we use in dispatch.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
And I really appreciate the work of our dispatchers. Roxanne Wade is a rock star over in dispatch. She's been there and does a lot of training and really working in a difficult behind the scenes. If you need a dispatcher, and I've had to call a few times, they're there and they're calm, and that makes it nice. So to have you on behalf of receiving this, great job. It's important to keep all that equipment up to date. No match required on this, so this is just a receive and spend kind of a thing, and the boundaries there are enumerated. So I'm very in favor of this, Chairman, and with that, I would move that we sign the Idaho Public Safety Commission's Enhanced Grant Fee Equipment Purchase Process Award.
All right. I would gladly second that motion. So the motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right.
And
thank
Chairman,
you.
Can I ask a question? For last year was a significant award amount, and so is that just based on need?
Yes. So usually the systems in the dispatch center are usually a 5-year life term. And so any equipment that is eligible for the Idaho Public Safety grant, mm-hmm. we apply for that.
Okay.
So basically it's there because we put the 25 cents in.
Yeah.
So it helps that grant fund.
Yeah. What it says to me on looking at that, so we're getting caught up with staying current with the technology needs.
Correct.
Yep. Thank you.
Forever changing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oscar.
Okay, the next item is consider signing independent contractor agreement for court-appointed counsel with Shaw Miller and KC Quadel Law?
Quade.
French, huh?
It's French to me.
There you go.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, these are two more contracts that we have with independent counsel as a result of the switchover to the state public defender. These were two that were not here that we didn't have in time for last week's signing. These two law firms in particular are being retained to do our adult guardianships. So that's also being handled through our county indigency. So it's the same contract that we looked at and reviewed. These two firms will be, like I said, in particular retained to do our adult guardianship cases.
Okay.
And I don't have any questions, Chairman. Chief Bazzoli was here last week, and I think he covered that in that meeting that they were waiting for that. So I don't know if he has any additional comments, but I'm in favor of signing this if you're ready for
I am
motion.
Too. It was on the record that Oscar would be returning from time to time.
And,
with
and yeah. I take the opportunity. I think last time we were here, I was remiss to note the hard work that Yvonne and our folks at Indigent Services did in getting this off the ground and really moving forward on the whole project. So that they're here today, I'd like to have them recognized. And I did see Chris from the TCA's office also, who was helpful. And I hope I'm not missing anybody else, but no one else looks like they worked hard here. it's nice to be able to have this in place and get going on these. So I appreciate the board's approval of these.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And thank you, Oscar. I appreciate your work as well. And I move that the board signs the independent contractor agreement for court-appointed counsel. And that is for Sean Miller, and I'm going to call him Casey Quaidlaw.
Yeah. You can call him what you like.
Yeah.
And Oscar, you bring up a point. So much of what we do is a team effort from multiple people and multiple departments. So thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. Right. I'll second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next item is an action item. Consider signing ratification of Ada County Sheriff's Office Jail Housing Billing Agreement.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Captain.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, this is a standard agreement that we have, I think, annually from Ada County as far as their jail billing agreement. And I'll let Captain Padgett discuss the rest of it.
We use Ada County if we have some sort of conflict that we wouldn't be able to have somebody in our jail. And so this is a standard agreement that if we were to use them, which we try really hard not to, what we would pay if we didn't use their beds.
Okay.
And Chairman, it says that there's an amendment. Is there an amendment in price, or is it just the same agreement?
Same agreement.
Okay.
It looks the same to me as it did last year.
Okay. And we have a similar agreement in place with Ada County for juvenile detention. So this, I am totally in favor. It's a boilerplate year over year that has to be signed. Unless you're ready for a motion, I move that the board signs the Ada County Sheriff's Office Jail Housing Billing Agreement as presented.
Thank you. I would second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks for having this ahead of time. It makes everything run smoother in that way.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
All right. So let's close this out and reopen it. So let's adjourn.